Hi, this is Off the Clock, KBIA's occasional look into arts and culture in mid-Missouri. I'm Janet Saidi. This edition, we'll take a trip into rodeo culture, where KBIA's Meredith Turk hangs out with the Missouri teen rodeo queen. But first, skateboards, rollerblades, scooters, and ramps are not usually what you think of when you think of church. But a non-denominational church in downtown Moberly is providing a place for kids and teens to skate, hang out, stay warm, and get some exercise during the winter months. Mark Bergen reports on Moberly's weekly Kids Skate program.
On a recent Monday afternoon, about 15 kids are maneuvering skateboards, rollerblades, and scooters throughout Skate Park 41. The skate park in downtown Moberly features a small half pipe, two quarter pipes, and street-style skating ramps. Paige Comstock is the children's director of the non-denominational Family Life Fellowship, which started the Kids Skate program about 5 years ago.
With the weather, it gets cold in the wintertime, and so we just wanted to open up a facility that the skaters, it just wasn't a seasonal thing, but they could continue it throughout the year.
Comstock says Moberly's only indoor skate park is free for the community's youth as long as a parent or guardian signs a waiver.
We have a lot of skaters in Moberly, and we wanted to open up a facility that was going to reach those kids, and everything at the skate park is completely free for the kids in our community.
Luke McDonald has served as a skate park volunteer for Family Life Fellowship for 2 years. McDonald's 9-year-old daughter participates in the Kids Skate program. He says it is beneficial for children to have a safe place to play, even if they are not part of the church.
It's just rewarding getting to see the kids come in and have a safe place to play, skate, rather than out on the street, especially this time of year. It's getting cold and nasty outside.
McDonald says the supervision and leadership of the skate park provides another positive.
Definitely get them off the street. They're not out unsupervised skating around town where, you know, they could be in harm's way or they could be getting into things they shouldn't be.
Comstock says the skate park is one of 5 indoor skate parks in the state of Missouri. Mark Bergen, KBIA News.
Rodeos are not for the faint of heart. Gaping wounds and broken arms are sometimes a part of the show. But there's a whole rodeo culture many people, even Missourians, might not know much about. And a part of that world is the Miss Teen Rodeo Competition. It's a pageant-style competition where contestants have to have Miss America-like poise, but also have to barrel race. KBIA's Meredith Turk recently spent time with Missouri's year 2013 Miss Teen Rodeo Queen, who does something unusual in rodeo. She wears a helmet. Here's Meredith Turk with more on why that is.
We use probably about a fourth of a can.
On a cool spring evening last May, Missouri's 2013 Miss Teen Rodeo Queen, Christy McCullough, her sister Brooke and 3 of their best friends are packed into a tiny room at the Motel 6 in Kingdom City. The air is heavy with perfume, hairspray, and giddy chatter.
We use a lot of hairspray. That's Christy's ringtone.
Several hours later than expected, they file out of the motel, ready to dance the night away.
I'm not that cold.
I am.
Tonight's a big night for them. They are celebrating their self-described cowgirl prom, since not all the girls got the dates they wanted for the high school prom in Clinton. Tonight's theme?
Tonight we're going for sundresses and cowboy boots with big hair and flowers.
I'm going to be Cheyenne. Hey Cheyenne, your hair's already frizzy.
And mistreated. When will I?
You wouldn't really be able to tell meeting McCullough now that a little over a year ago, she could barely walk or let alone ride a horse.
It's been kind of scary. I don't remember anything at all except like what I wore and then what I did last.
On the first day of her sophomore year, while riding her horse at home after school, McCullough's horse flipped end over end. Her mother got a phone call from her daughter, Brooke, that something was wrong.
The minute that happened, I knew something was wrong. And I just flew out the door, didn't have my shoes on, jumped over 2 fences to get to her. and she was laying there.
McCullough was airlifted to a local hospital where she spent several days. She had experienced a traumatic brain injury when the horse fell on top of her. Doctors thought she might not be able to ride a horse again. But to McCullough and her mom, she knew giving up horses was never an option. Many things had to change for McCullough, though, if she wanted to compete in rodeos again. The biggest change was that she now had to wear a helmet.
She knew if she wanted to ride, she was going to have to wear it. So that's just what she did. She bucked up and did it. And she knew I was going to be firm about it. And there was a lot of tears.
Lots of people wear helmets when they ride bikes and horses. But the rodeo is different. It's still a bastion of risk and flair, a reminder of the rugged men who settled the West, where riders quite literally take the bull by the horns. In a world where cowboys iron their jeans, wear buckles the size of dinner plates, and the more bling the better, a helmet is the last thing a cool teenager wants to wear.
A lot of tears on both from both of us, because it broke my heart that she had to do that.
In fact, McCullough was one of the first rodeo queens to wear one. And 13 months after her accident, she won the 2013 Miss Teen Rodeo competition, donning a helmet.
It's Chrissy McCullough!
It's hard to remember it's all a big deal, as McCullough rides confidently with the American flag at a Springfield rodeo. It's her first appearance as Miss Teen Rodeo Missouri. She quickly switches out her black helmet for her bling-covered hat just after her ride. Prom night gets underway. The girls, chaperoned by McCullough's mom, Nancy, arrive at Casey Country, a local country dance hall, and make the rounds.
We're looking for cowboys that can dance. We're looking for guys who obviously are real cowboys, because we're real.
The girls set up a table next to a dozen or so real cowboys and begin to dance. Meredith Turk, KVIA News.
That's Off the Clock. Thank you for joining us. I'm Janet Saidi. Find these and other stories at kpia.org and have a great weekend.
Please take me by the hand. It's so cold.